Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Aya shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is show number 445. We're in the book of Acts. We will be beginning in chapter 21. So I don't see a lot of notes for 21 or 22. We'll probably get three chapters in today. Things have been going very, very well in this series, and I'm very, very pleased. Before we get started, in case you have missed any of my shows, they're available at my website for download or listening. That's https, as in sugar, :// www.pastor-steve.com. Some people have just Googled Pastor Steve and they get all kinds of things. So that's the whole website. Let's get into the book of Acts here. We're going to go with Paul. Well, Shaul. Okay. He was going to leave. He's going on a ship. And wasn't going to see some of his friends anymore. And they were very sad and were weeping. And chapter 21 begins when he's on the ship, and it gives the story of that. Verse 1 of chapter 21. And it came to be, when we had torn ourselves away from them and had set sail, we ran a straight course and came to Kos, C-O-S, okay, and the next day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. verse 2. And having found a ship passing over to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. Verse 3. And having sighted Cyprus and having passed it on the left, we sailed to Syria and landed at Sor. Now that's listed as Tyre, but it's Sor, T-S-O-R. For the ship was to unload her cargo there. Verse 4. And having found taut ones, we remained there 7 days. And they told Shaul through the Spirit not to go up to Jerusalem. Verse 5. And when it came to be that our days there were ended, we left and went on, all of them accompanying us with wives and children, till we were out of the city. And kneeling down on the beach, we prayed. Verse 6. And having embraced one another, we boarded the ship, and they returned to their homes. Verse 7. And when we had completed our voyage from Sor, we came to Ptolemais. And having greeted the brothers, we stayed with them 1 day. Verse 8. And for verse 8, you can reference Acts chapter 6, verse 5, and chapter 8, verse 5. That's Acts 6, 5, and 8, 5 for verse 8. And on the next day we left and came to Caesarea and went into the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. Verse 9. Now this one had four maiden daughters who prophesied. Verse 10. And for verse 10, you can reference Acts chapter 11, verse 28. Acts 11, 28. And as we were staying many days, a certain prophet named Chagab came down from Yehuda. That's from the land of Judea. Verse 11. And having come to us, he took the girdle of Shaul, bound his own hands and feet, and said, thus says the set-apart spirit, thus shall the Yahudim at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this girdle and deliver him into the hands of the nations. That's the nations of dispersion, those dispersed ones. In other words, they were going to imprison Paul. That was another warning. Verse 12. And when we heard this, both we and those from that place begged him not to go up to Jerusalem. Verse 13. And Shaul answered, what do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Master Yeshua. Verse 14. And as he could not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, let the desire of the Master be done. Verse 15. And after those days, having made ready, we went up to Jerusalem. Verse 16. And also some of the taught ones from Caesarea went with us, and brought with them one Mnason of Cyprus, an early taught one, with whom we were to lodge. Verse 17. And when we had arrived in Jerusalem, the brothers received us gladly. Verse 18. And on the following day, Shaul went in with us to Jacob, and all the elders came. Verse 19. And having greeted them, he was relating one by one what Elohim had done among the nations through his service. That's the nations in dispersion. Verse 20. And when they heard it, they praised the master. And they said to him, "You see, brother, how many thousands of Yahudim there are who have believed, and all are ardent for the Torah." Those are actual Judahites. Verse 21. But they have been informed about you that you teach all the Yahudim who are among the nations to forsake Moshe, saying not to circumcise the children nor to walk according to the practices. In other words, they lied. Verse 22. What then is it? They shall certainly hear that you have come. Verse 23 and 24. This is the reference for verse 23 and 24. Numbers chapter 6, verses 13 through 21. That's Numbers 6, verses 13 to 21. Verse 23, so do this, what we say to you, we have four men who have taken a vow. Verse 24, take them and be cleansed with them and pay their expenses so that they shave their heads. And all shall know that what they have been informed about you is not so, but that you yourself also walk orderly, keeping the Torah. Verse 25. But concerning the nations who believe, we have written and decided that they should keep themselves from what is offered to idols, and blood, and what is strangled, and whoring. You can reference Acts chapter 15, verses 20 and 29. Acts 15, 20 and 29. Now that's the nations that were in dispersion that had come to Jerusalem. A lot of them had not been circumcised, and they didn't want to put all the law on them. They just gave them certain behavioral requirements. Verse 26. Then Shaul took the men on the next day, and having been cleansed with them, went into the set-apart place to announce the completion of the days of separation until the offering should be presented for each one of them. Verse 27. And when the 7 days were almost ended, the Yahudim from Asia, seeing him in the set-apart place, were stirring up all the crowd, and they laid hands on him. Verse 28, crying out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man who is teaching all men everywhere against the people, and the Torah, and this place. And besides, he also brought Greeks into the set-apart place and has profaned the set-apart place." Verse 29. Because they had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian with him, in the city whom they thought that Shaul had brought into the set-apart place. Now, you can reference the Acts chapter 20, verse 4, on the, verse 29. Acts 20, verse 4, verse 30. And the entire city was moved, and the people rushed together, seized Shaul, and dragged him out of the set-apart place, and immediately the doors were shut. Verse 31. And while they were seeking to kill him, a report came to the commander of the company of soldiers that all Jerusalem was in confusion. Verse 32. At once he took soldiers and captains and ran down to them. And they, having seen the commander and the soldiers, stopped beating Shaul. Verse 33. Then the commander came near and took him and commanded him to be bound with two chains and was asking who he was and what he had done. Verse 34. And in the crowd some were shouting this and others that, and not being able to ascertain the truth because of the uproar, he commanded him to be taken into the barracks. Verse 35. And when he came to the stairs, he had to be carried by the soldiers because of the violence of the crowd. Verse 36. For a large number of the people followed after him, crying out, "Away with him!" Verse 37. And as Shaul was about to be led into the barracks, he said to the commander, "Am I allowed to say somewhat to you?" And he said, "Do you know Greek?" Verse 38. "Are you not the Mitzrayim who some time ago stirred up a revolt and led the 4,000 assassins out into the wilderness?" Verse 39. But Shaul replied, "I am Yahudi, a Judean, from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city. And I beg you, allow me to speak to the people." Pardon me, I have to clear my throat here. Yeah, I had a little congestion there. Verse 40, and you can reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 12, verse 7. 4th Maccabees chapter 12 verse 7 and Acts chapter 26 verse 14. Acts 26 14 verse 40. And having given him permission, Shaul, standing on the stairs, motioned with his hand to the people. And when there was a great silence, he spoke in the Hebrew language, saying, I have to cough again, pardon me. Yeah, I had to get a little drink of hot coffee there. This begins chapter 22. That ends chapter 21. Verse 1 of chapter 22. "Men, brothers, and fathers, hear my defense before you now. Verse 2. And when they heard that he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, they kept greater silence. And he said, verse 3. Pardon me. I am indeed a Yahudi. In other words, I'm a Judean of the tribe of Judah, having been born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in the city at the feet of Gamaliel, having been instructed according to the exactness of the Torah of our fathers, being ardent for Elohim as you all are today. And you can reference Acts chapter 5, verses 34 through 39. Acts chapter 5, verses 34 through 39. Verse 4 and 5, you can reference Acts chapter 8, verse 3, and Acts 26, verses 9 through 11. That's Acts 8, 3, and 26, 9 through 11, verse 4. Who persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering up into prisons both men and women. Verse 5. As also the high priest bears me witness, and all the eldership, from whom I also received letters to the brothers, and went to Damascus to bring in chains even those who were there, to Jerusalem to be punished. Now verses 6 through 9, you can reference 3 Maccabees chapter 6 verse 18. That's 3 Maccabees 6, 18. Verse 6, and it came to be, as I was journeying and coming near Damascus about noon, suddenly a great light shone around me out of the heaven. Verse 7. And I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Shaul, Shaul, why do you persecute me? Okay, that was the vision that he had. Verse 8, and I answered, Who are you, Master? And he said to me, I am Yeshua of Nazareth, whom you persecute. Verse 9, and those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they did not hear his voice speaking to me. Verse 10. And I said, What shall I do, Master? And the Master said to me, Rise up. Go into Damascus. That's Damascus, Syria, okay? And there you shall be told all that you have been appointed to do. Verse 11. And as I could not see because of the esteem of that light, being led by the hand of those who were with me, I came into Damascus. Verse 12. And for verse 12, you can see Acts 9, verses 10 and 17. Okay, Acts 9. 10 and 17. Verse 12. And a certain Kanania, a dedicated man according to the Torah, being well spoken of by all the Yahudim dwelling there. Verse 13. Came to me and stood by and said to me, Brother Shaul, look up. And at that same hour I looked up at him. Verse 14, and you can reference Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. Exodus 3, verse 15. And he said, "The Elohim of our fathers has appointed you to know his desire to see the righteous one, and to hear the voice from his mouth." Verse 15. "Because you shall be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard." Verse 16. "And now, why do you delay? Rise up, be immersed, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of Yahweh." Verse 17. "And it came to be, when I returned to Jerusalem, and while I was praying in the set-apart place, I came to be in a trance." Verse 18. "And I saw him saying to me, 'Hurry and get out of Jerusalem speedily, because they shall not accept your witness concerning me.'" Verse 19, "And I said, 'Master, they know that in every congregation I was imprisoning and beating those who believe on you.'" Verse 20, "And when the blood of your witness Stephanus was shed, I also was standing by, giving my approval to his death and keeping the garments of those who were killing him." And you can reference Acts chapter 7, verse 58 on that. Acts 7, 58. Verse 21. "And he said to me, 'Go, because I shall send you far from here to the nations.'" That's the nations in dispersion, an Israel people. Okay, verse 22. Let me get a little drink of coffee here. "And they were listening to him until this word, and then they lifted up their voice, saying, 'Away with such a one from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live.'" Verse 23. "As they were shouting and tearing their garments and throwing dust into the air." Verse 24. "The commander ordered him to be brought into the barracks, and said that he should be examined by flogging in order to find out why they were shouting so against him." Verse 25. "And as they were stretching him out with straps," in other words, they were stretching him out so they could beat him, "Shaul said to the captain who was standing by, 'Is it permitted for you to whip a man who is a Roman and uncondemned?'" Uh-oh. Because these were Roman soldiers, and Paul was a Roman citizen. Verse 26. "And when the captain heard, he went and reported to the commander, saying, 'Watch what you are about to do, for this man is a Roman.'" Verse 27. "And having come, the commander said to him, 'Say to me, are you a Roman?' And he said, 'Yes.'" Verse 28. "And the commander answered, 'With a large sum I obtained this citizenship.' And Shaul said, 'But I was even born so.'" Uh-oh. Natural born Roman. Not a bought citizenship. That gave him status. Verse 29. "Then at once those who were about to examine him withdrew from him." The ones that were going to whip him. And the commander was also afraid after he found out that he was a Roman because he had bound him. Verse 30. And on the next day, intending to know for certain why he was accused by the Yahudim, he released him and commanded the chief priest and all their council to come, and brought Shaul down and set him before them. Now that ends chapter 22. We'll be going into chapter 23. Verse 1 of chapter 23. And Shaul, looking intently at the council, said, "Men, brothers, I have lived in all good conscience before Elohim until this day." Verse 2. And the high priest Chananiah commanded those who stood by him to strike him on the mouth. Verse 3, that this was an Edomite, evidently. Verse 3, reference Matthew chapter 23, verses 27 and 28. Matthew 23, verses 27 and 28. Then Shaul said to him, "Elohim is going to strike you, whitewashed wall. And you sit judging me according to the Torah, and do you command me to be struck contrary to the Torah?" Verse 4, and those who stood by said, "Do you revile the high priest of Elohim?" Verse 5, you can reference Exodus chapter 22, verse 28. Exodus 22, verse 28. And Shaul said, "I did not know, brothers, that he was the high priest, for it has been written, 'You shall not speak evil of the ruler of your people.'" Verse 6 of chapter 23. And you can reference Acts chapter 26, verse 5, that's Acts 26, 5, and Philippians chapter 3, verse 5, Philippians 3, 5, verse 6. Now Shaul, perceiving that one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, cried out in the council, "Men, brothers, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. I am being judged concerning the expectation and resurrection of the dead." Because the Pharisees and the Sadducees had a big argument over that. Verse 7. And when he had said this, there came a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the crowd was divided. Verse 8. Of chapter 23. Reference Matthew 22 and 23. Matthew 22 and 23. Mark chapter 12, verse 18. Mark 12, 18. And Luke chapter 20, verse 27. Luke 20, 27. Verse 8 here. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, nor messenger, nor spirit, but the Pharisees confess both. Verse 9. And there was a great uproar, and certain of the scribes of the party of the Pharisees were earnestly contending, saying, "We find no evil in this man, and if a spirit or a messenger has spoken to him, let us not fight against Elohim." Verse 10, and a great dissension having come, the commander fearing lest Shaul would be pulled to pieces by them, commanded the body of soldiers to go down and seize him from their midst and bring him into the barracks. Verse 11. And on the following night, the master stood by him and said, in other words, Yeshua appeared to him, "Take courage, Shaul, for as you have witnessed for me in Jerusalem, so you have to bear witness at Rome too." He was going to have to go to Rome. Verse 12. And when it became day, some of the Yehudim made a conspiracy and bound themselves under an oath, saying that they would neither eat nor drink until he had killed Shaul. Verse 13. And those making this conspiracy were more than 40. Verse 14, who having come to the chief priests and elders said, "We have bound ourselves under a great oath not to eat at all until we have killed Shaul." Verse 15, now then, you, with the council, inform the commander to have him brought down to you tomorrow, as intending to examine more exactly all about him. And we are ready to kill him before he comes near. All right? They will kill you all the day long and think they do God a service. There are people today in this time that are killing Christians for their belief. There are people that call themselves Christians that persecute Christian identity because we teach the true gospel instead of the Judeo-Christian claptrap that has been Judaized and paganized, and it's okay because they're part of a great big social club called Judeo-Christianity. Well, all these people were all part of a big group back in the day, and it was okay to persecute and kill those that disagreed with them. Whether it was right or not doesn't matter. They could do that. Verse 17, and Shaul, verse 16, and when Shaul's sister's son heard of their ambush, he went and entered into the barracks and reported to Shaul. Verse 17, and Shaul, having called one of the captains to him, said, "Take this young man to the commander, for he has somewhat to report to him." Verse 18, he indeed then took him and led him to the commander and said, "The prisoner Shaul called me to him and asked me to bring this young man to you, having somewhat to say to you." Verse 19, and the commander, having taken him by the hand, went aside by themselves and asked, "What is it that you have to report to me?" This is a young boy, okay. Verse 20. And he said, "The Yehudim have agreed to ask that you bring Shaul down to the council tomorrow as intending to inquire more exactly about him." Verse 21. Therefore, do not let them persuade you, for more than 40 of them lie in wait for him, men who have bound themselves by an oath neither to eat nor to drink until they have killed him. And now they are ready, waiting for the promise from you. Verse 22. Then the commander dismissed the young man, having commanded him, inform no one that you reported this to me. Verse 23. And having called near a certain two captains, he said, get 200 soldiers ready to go to Caesarea, and 70 horsemen and 200 spearmen. After the third hour of the night, and provide beasts on which to place Shaul, and bring him safely to Felix, the governor. Verse 25, having written a letter in this form, verse 26, Claudius Lysias to the most excellent governor Felix, greetings. Verse 27, this man, having been seized by the Yehudim and being about to be killed by them, I rescued, having come with a body of soldiers, having learned that he was a Roman. Verse 28. And desiring to know the reason they accused him, I brought him before their council. Verse 29. I found out that he was accused concerning questions of their Torah, but there was no charge against him deserving death or chains. Verse 30, and when I was informed that there was to be a plot against the man by the Yehudim, I sent him immediately to you, having also commanded his accusers to state before you the charges against him. Be strong. Verse 31, so the soldiers, as they were commanded, took Shaul and brought him by night to Antipatris. Verse 32. And on the next day they left the horsemen to go on with him and return to the barracks. Verse 33. Who, having come to Caesarea and delivered the letter to the governor, they also presented Shaul to him. Verse 34, and the governor, having read it, and having asked of what province he was, and being informed that he was from Cilicia, said, verse 35, I shall hear you when your accusers arrive also. And he commanded him to be kept in Herodias' palace. That was the governor. Okay. That ends chapter 23. Chapter 24, verse 1. And after 5 days, the high priest Cananiah came down with the elders and a certain speaker, Tertullus. And they brought charges against Shaul before the governor. Verse 2. And when he was called upon, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, having obtained great peace through you, and reforms being brought to this nation by your forethought. Verse 3. We accept it always and in all places, most excellent Felix, with all thanks. boy, he's just sucking up right there. Just. Verse 4. But in order not to hinder you any further, I beg you to hear us briefly in your gentleness. Verse 5. For having found this man a plague, who stirs up dissension among all the Yahudim through the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. Verse 6, who also tried to profane the set-apart place, and whom we seized and wished to judge him according to our law. Verse 7, but the commander Lysias came along and with much violence took him out of our hands. Verse 8, commanding his accusers to come to you. And by examining him yourself, you shall be able to know all these matters of which we accuse him. Verse 9. And the Yahudim also agreed, maintaining that these matters were so. Now, that was the Judeans. It could have been Edomites. It could have been regular men of Judah. Because they were highly deceived, as the Judeo-Christians are today. They'd been lied to. They were still being lied to by the Edomites. They were fooled. Well, how many of our people are fooled today? Lots of them. Verse 10. And when the governor had motioned him to speak, Shaul answered, knowing that for many years you have been a judge of this nation, I gladly defend myself. Verse 11, seeing you are able to know that it is not more than 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem to worship. Verse 12, and they neither found me in the set-apart place disputing with anyone, nor stirring up the crowd, either in the congregations nor in the city. Verse 13, nor are they able to prove the charges of which they now accuse me. Verse 14, you can reference Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. Exodus 3, 15. And this I confess to you, that according to the way which they call a sect, so I worship the Elohim of my fathers, believing all that has been written in the Torah and in the prophets. Verse 15, having an expectation in Elohim, which they themselves also wait for, that there is to be a resurrection of the dead, both of the righteous and the unrighteous. And in this I exercise myself to have a clear conscience toward Elohim and men always. Verses 17 and 18. You can reference Acts chapter 21, verses 17 through 28. Acts 21, 17 through 28. Verse 17 here. And after many years I came to bring kind deeds to my nation and offerings. Verse 18. At which time certain Yahudim from Asia found me cleansed in the set apart place, neither with a crowd nor with disturbance. Verse 19. Who ought to be present before you to bring charges if they have any matter against me. Verse 20, or let these themselves say if they found any wrongdoing in me while I stood before the council. Verse 21, verse 21. Reference Acts chapter 23, verse 6. Acts 23, verse 6. Verse 21 here. Other than for this one declaration which I cried out, standing among them, concerning the resurrection of the dead, I am being judged by you today. Verse 22. And having heard this, having known more exactly about the way, Felix put them off, saying, when Lysias, the commander, comes down, I shall decide your case. Verse 23. And he ordered the captain to keep Shaul and to have ease, and not to forbid any of his friends to attend to him. Verse 24. And after some days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was a female Yahudi, she was a Yahudith, he sent for Shaul and heard him concerning the belief in Messiah. Verse 25. And as he reasoned about righteousness and self-control and the judgment to come, Felix became frightened and said, for the present, go. And when I find time, I shall send for you. Verse 26. At the same time, too, he was anticipating that money would be given him by Shaul that he might release him. Therefore, he sent for him more often and conversed with him. Verse 27. But after 2 years had passed, Porcius Festus succeeded Felix, and wishing to do the Yahudim a favor, Felix left Shaul bound. In other words, they kept him in prison to placate these troublemakers. And we're going to leave off there for today. That's a number of chapters, 21, 22, 23, and 24. That's 4 chapters. That's a pretty good read for today. Not a lot of notes. That's the reason for getting all 4 done. We're going to be beginning in chapter 25 on the next show. We'll see where we get. We may very well finish the book of Acts on the next show. We're going to start in chapter 25, and there's only 28 chapters, so we will see what we will see. It has been a pleasure again reading to you from the Word, and I will catch you on the next show. Play a little music and play the outro, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Thanks for joining me.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the Royal.